Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. So it's only been 3 days since the return of Five Words, Five Grand, and already it's just getting a bit too much for me. I tried to give you a bit of a gimme there, I believe the producers did.
Don't rub it in for him.
it was so
obvious. You took that gimme and you rubbed it back in our faces, and therefore I've lost all respect for you as a human being. And, you know, there's only so much we can do, Lewis. You know, enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 6:35. It is your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters and all the tech and phone lines and stuff work again.
Yay.
Let's bongo it out.
The bongos are working again.
That's the engineers. Now they fix the racks room, they're back on the bongos, and it's good to hear them. I'm not going to lie, it is good to hear them. Yes, we're all up and working, which is nice. So we're going to bring one of you on air and give you a bin sticker. Now, this is a picture of my face with a QR code. You open your camera phone, you scan it, it lets you listen directly to Absolute Radio and all the songs that you love. As a slight caveat to this, and I think it's very exciting, tomorrow we are giving away bin sticker number 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're like a piece of art. This is a limited edition run. Yeah. You could own bin sticker 99 of 100 right now.
Amazing.
Which is a real collector's item, I think. But anyway, as always, whatever the number, you need to answer a clip based on yesterday's show. And this clip comes courtesy of social media favourite, social ammunition favourite and social media favourite, comedian Josh Pugh. And his take on that mate who always tries to freak you out when you're at the airport.
Mate, how big is that? That is literally the biggest ever seen. That's got to be over the limit. Mate, I can't even lift that. That is, you've got to just chuck some stuff away. Just get rid of all your shoes.
So, what was too big? Was it a suitcase or a boat? A suitcase or a boat? You're playing for bin sticker number 99. So your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Hurry, offers end today.
Be house proud. With Wix.
6:45 on your Wednesday morning. Time to give away a bin sticker. And joining us right now, online one, with Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning. Hello. Jonathan.
The warmest of welcomes to the show. So I believe as you look out of your window right now, the bins are being collected. It's bin day for you, Jonathan.
It's bin day here in Linford, yes. Street, though.
They've just left your street. Timing. Okay. So, Jonathan, let's get down to business, shall we? According to comedian Josh Pugh and his antics at the airport with that friend who's always trying to do some scaremongery before you embark on your holiday, what was too big? Was it the suitcase or a boat?
Got to be a suitcase.
It was a suitcase. Yes. Well done. Congratulations. Now, you've not just won a bin sticker, but you've won bin sticker number 99 in a run of 100.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that?
So excited.
Sounds genuine.
That's suitable delivery, I think, Jonathan. We can all agree. Are you tempted, as it is 99 of 100, to stick it on the wheelie bin, as was intended, or maybe frame it and hang it in the hallway?
Get like your own Panini sticker album, where it's just the same photo over and over again.
Pretty good mounted in the hallway, just above the stairs, actually.
Just above the stairs. Wow. It's a piece of art. If you were to stick it to the bin, man, which one of your bins are you going to put it on?
My favourite, the blue one.
The blue one, yeah. We always look good on blue. Jonathan, thank you very much indeed for letting us take a peek behind the curtain of your bin day. Congratulations once again, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jonathan. Have a lovely day. So that, of course, means tomorrow, when we give you a chance to stick it to the bin man, you're playing for bin sticker 100 in a series of 100. Ooh, get you, the neighbours will say.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we have a whole stack of it. I suggest you download the free Absolute Radio app or ask your smart speaker to play, I don't know, Absolute Radio 60s. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Mm. Got a bit of Joe Cocker on the way. We've got the Beatles coming up. Oh, Nina lovely. Simone. It's all going on 60s, in my opinion. But right now, whichever one of our many playlists you're listening to, Matt Dyson brings us the social ammunition. Yeah. Matt, what do we need to know this morning?
Well, first we should talk about Ian Wright versus Alan Sugar. Twitter spat as to who is on the right side of history. Friend of the show, Wrighty.
Who's on the right side of history? Friend of the show. Not that we're biased here in any way.
Friend of the show, Ian Wright, has destroyed The Apprentice. I mean, his tweets, Alan Sugar's tweets, they're often mentioned on the social ammo, as they're generally not appropriate for a family radio show.
I don't think he's got the same keyboard as me.
It's one of those Amstrad ones, isn't it? Can't work that well anymore. Becoming quite the controversial angry boomer slash sad old man shouting
into
the void.
Yeah.
How he's still doing The Apprentice, I don't know, with some of the stuff he comes out with, but his latest rant has been about the women's football. He says he watched the woman football and he noticed that all the commentators are women. I also note that when men's football is on, there is a symbolic female to cover the broadcasters. Should I complain? And then he said...
No. Just see how that goes for you.
Just pipe down, really. Yeah. And then when Ian Wright was booked as a pundit to do the England game against Norway the other night, he said, he retweeted, "I'm pleased to see my old mate Ian Wright was given the opportunity to commentate on the ladies' game last night. I wonder if my earlier tweet below touched a nerve. Of course, BBC Sport will say not at all. Ian was already lined up." He's suggesting that they brought him in just to keep Lord Sugar quiet, right? So, and this was the response from Ian Wright. It's an amazing piece of work. Here he is.
"Alan, the thing is, my friend, rather than just say, I got it wrong, lots of men are working at all levels at a tournament, which you double down on some complete foolishness. So you're actually, in your mind, you actually thought after you sent that tweet that the BBC phoned me up, never mind the fact that we've been ready to do this for a year, I've been booked for a year. You genuinely think that they called me up and said, Ian, you've got to get back from Germany, ASAP, Alan Sugar's tweeted, and we can't upset him. We need to get you on. You genuinely believe that that happened? Because I need to know. Because that says to me, my God, your ego is out of, totally out of control. Where's the people around you to hug you, bro? You need some hugs, man. Look, you're coming on here, for coming on Twitter and that for attention like this. It's laughable. Stop doing it to yourself.
Man.
Amazing work from Ian Wright.
Yeah.
Hashtag hugs for shugs. He really is. He's shugging him so much. The other story this morning is...
hang on, Matt. Before you move on, we can't have Wrighty on the show.
Yeah.
Put it right once went wrong. without replaying 30 seconds of audio, that's all I'm going to ask. When Wrighty was a guest on the show and I asked him about you and your time together on Rock and Roll Football. Let's have a listen to this.
Wrighty. Mm-hmm. Your memories, thoughts and opinions on the legend that is Matt Dyson.
I love Dice. I miss him. Mr. Stat, I love him so much. Did he tell you about when we had that football game did he mention it?
He's mentioned it a couple of times, right? I'm not going to lie.
He's the only one who could get it in the basket. We had such a celebration in the office. I love him.
So you're trying to kick the ball into the
thing? Trying to kick the ball on a chair, into a bin, on a chair, and I couldn't do it. Dice was the only one who could do it. Man's a legend, man.
Wow, that's nice. Anyone who loves Matt Dyson and hates Lord Sugar is all right in my book.
That's all right. That's the way forward. Yeah. I need to get that transcribed and an endorsement on my link.
That's your back tattoo that you were looking for.
Sorry. Yeah, the other story is an ice cream truck in New York City.
Right.
Frozen treats in the shape of the world's richest tech giants.
Okay.
There's five different ice creams available. They're like those sort of funny feet ice creams on a stick, but with a face. So you've got the Munch Musk after the Tesla boss Elon Musk, Bite Bezos after Jeff Bezos,
okay.
Gobble Gates for obviously the Microsoft co-founder, there's Suck Zuck for Mark Zuckerberg. These are all different ice
creams. Careful, mate.
They're ice popsicles. They use candy fries and they look like the billionaires.
But what if you don't recognise the billionaire? I don't know what Warren Buffett looks like. So to everyone else, it just looks like you're just eating a weird old man ice cream.
It's great. Maybe they should make one.
Two screwballs, a weird old man, and a 99 with flake.
Also, I think we need to get Lord Sugar to complain that there's no women in the lineup.
Oh, yeah. Or we could have our own Alan Sugar ice cream, a sort of melty, sloppy old thing that's like shaped like an old Amstrad computer.
Oh, wow. It's really gone in on him, hasn't it?
You'll be talking about it later. Save the date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, if you could kindly take Lord Sugar out of your mouth and do the Bandagrams theme, that'd be great. Thank you very much indeed. So, it is time once again to put another band or artist through the Bandagrams machine. If you can figure out who it is, then you can earn yourself a shout-out. Now, this band we play on Absolute Radio, Absolute Radio Noughties, and Absolute Radio Tens. Mm-hmm. But tell me, who are Odd Misses, Fun Moans?
Ooh.
Odd Misses, Fun Moans. Who are they? So I want your answers along with your name. I want to know where you are right now and I want to know what you're up to. Don't tell me you're going to work. Tell me what it is you're going to do. If you decide to take the day off because, frankly, it's too warm to do anything, then let me know that as well. Who are your work colleagues? Who are your friends, your loved one? Who are you with right now? What exactly are you up to? The detail, the devil is in the detail. Send it all along to 8 12 15. But for any of that to count, to earn your shout-out, you need to tell me who are Odd Misses, Fun Moans, 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Hurry, offers end today.
Be house proud with Wix.
So you've come good. Well done, everybody. Matt Dyson's berated me, saying this is my fault for not spelling out misses in the first place.
Well, I used a different spelling, when I wrote it all out in a circle. And it still didn't help, so, I still struggle.
Matt said, could you give me a clue? What letter does it start with? And I said M, and he said, he said N. I said, no, M as in Mumford and Sons. So he got there in the end. Big, I mean, hint. How direct a clue do you need? Yes, congratulations, Odd Misses, spelled MRS, Fun Moans, and Random Moss Fund is Mumford and Sons. Emma, did you get it today?
I did.
You're very good at this.
Got it straight away.
I love that. Skill set, yeah. Glenn, did you?
No, Emma just says it. Like, really quickly.
She's ruined the game for you. She's ruined the game for Glenn.
Kirsty, the teacher in Romford, getting quote unquote child one ready. Now, that's how you name your children. 1, 2, and 3, get down here right now. Dean from Reading, loading up the van with parcels for the day. Jason travelling to Coventry. Emma from Newbury on her way to work on the boring M4. Elaine heading to another hot 12-hour shift in a care home. Steve from Romford heading to work. Lynn in the car with her husband, still seething that he didn't do the dishes last night. Well done to you all. The answer on Bandagram was Mumford and Sons, and Bandagrams will return to the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Giving it a go this morning is Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello, Lewis. Welcome along to the show. How are you feeling about your appearance on Five Words, Five Grand?
Yeah, a bit nervous, won't lie.
Okay, well, we're all in this one together, Lewis. When you do play along, do you play solo? Do you like to get in the zone, or do you like to have family, friends, or work colleagues around as well chipping in?
We usually play it family-wise, my wife and kids and stuff. So.
Oh, that's nice. So everyone gives it a go. It's a family affair. And, collectively, is there a member of the team that you'd most like to be paired with on the random player generator? Matt Dyson, Emma Jones, or Glenn Moore? Or do you not mind?
Don't really mind, but maybe Glenn Moore,
the method man. Okay, well, let's give the generator a spin, see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Free choice. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Glenn.
Oh, his first appearance of season 11. How you feeling, Glenn?
Nervous. Okay. It's been ages.
Okay, it has been a long while. Can I ask you to leave the studio,
good luck,
please?
Luck.
Okay, Lewis, as you're fully aware, I'm about to give you five words. I want you to say the first word that comes to mind, because then we'll give Glenmore the same five words. And if your five words match Glenn's five words, then you and the family are going to win £5,000 and the respect of everybody around the globe. So here we go, Lewis. Your first word this morning is hot.
Hot cake.
Copy. C-O-P-Y. Copy.
Cat.
Yes. Back on track.
Bring. B-R-I-N-G. Bring.
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 Bring, bring. Hello?
Bring, 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 bring. Bring,
bring
boy.
Oh, yeah, bring him by. I was thinking of bring him by sale. Yeah.
Bring by, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Next up, your penultimate word is mirror.
Glass.
And finally, the word is premium.
Premium brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Nice. Okay, Lewis, we have your five words. Stay where you are, because Glenmore is in play. It's coming next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Hurry, offers end today.
Be house proud with Wix.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So Glenn is now back in the studio. Lewis has been waiting patiently on line one. It is time to get down to five words, £5,000 business. Good luck to you both. Lewis, how are you feeling?
Not so bad, no.
Okay, good. It's over, and it's an okay set of words. You know, the money has been won on stranger sets, that's for sure. Glenn, are you ready to receive word number one?
Yes, hit me with word number one.
Hot.
Cold. What?
I know. I know, mate. I knew this wasn't going to go down well with you.
It's not following the method.
I'm scratching
what is it?
Hot cakes, selling like hot cakes.
Like hot cakes. It does follow the method.
It does follow the method.
It's not the opposite.
But hot cold
is... there's an obvious opposite.
There is an obvious opposite. Lewis, as I say, it's a good answer. Emma's right, it is a good answer, but hot and cold is... it's as basic as it gets on five words, £5,000, I'm afraid. We tried to give you a bit of a gimme there, I believe the producers did.
Don't rub it in for him.
But you took that gimme and you rubbed it back in our faces, and therefore I've lost all respect for you as a human being. And, you know, there's only so much we can do, Lewis. You know, just so you're fully aware, this end. We've worked tirelessly this end to give you a little leg up on the rung on the ladder, and you've had a misstep, mate, and that's what's happened. And so you've got no money, you know, you're not winning the five words, £5,000. Anyway, let's have a look through the rest of the words, shall we?
Yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Tell Glenn what you said for copy.
Paste.
Cat. Oh, paste cat. Copy cat's a good word.
Yeah,
we thought we were back on track. Bring.
Back.
Bring by. Bring and by.
Oh, my God.
Mirror.
Can I just say that again?
I would have done. I would have gone mirror. No, we want glass.
Oh.
Premium.
Bonds.
Of course.
Sorry, I'm just investing in my baby Elliot's future right now.
If you can stop playing with your financial app and pay attention to what's going on here,
if
Edison
and I want to give me
nice.
Anything, you get in touch.
Oh, no, the PR company have sent a load of premium bonds in. Lewis, listen, of course, I'm only joking. It was a fine set of words, and it's a shame they didn't match up today, and it's a thrill to hear that you and the family play along. Thank you very much indeed for doing so and for tuning into the show. Cheers, Lewis.
All right, mate. Cheers. Thanks so much.
Speak to you real soon. Bye now. If you'd like to play five words, £5,000, and who wouldn't after what I just had to say? The number to call is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. And don't forget, you can get some practice in by asking your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words Game.
Five Words, 5 grand. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as do nans. We love a nana here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But it occurred to me over the past 24 hours, I have been faced, literally faced, with nan moves. First of all, there was Emma Jones quoting the Ancient Mariner poem.
Yeah. In my opinion, we don't have enough Samuel Taylor Coleridge on the show.
We don't. I'd say we have too much Wordsworth, but other than that, not enough poets from hundreds of years ago.
Hashtag nan move. Then Glenn just moments ago was talking about getting into premium bonds. Hashtag nan move.
Don't tell your mum.
Yesterday, one of the hottest days of the year, producer Scarlett was wearing a checked print duffel overcoat for the entirety of the show. Always a bit chilly, is our producer Scarlett. It's a nan move. So why don't you share yours at 8 to 12, 15? It's a celebration. And joining us right now on line one is Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Welcome to the show. So you pulled a hashtag nan move while sitting in Stockholm Airport last week. Tell everybody what happened, Pete. Set the scene for us, please.
So I'm sitting in the airport, just waiting for a flight, minding my own business, no problem at all. And a group of folks walk in, clearly a metal band of some description, top to toe, the long hair, the massive beard, the black leather, the denim, and enormous boots. Right. It turns out after listening to them for a couple of minutes that they are indeed a metal fan. So, my godson is a huge metal fan. Insanely massive metal fan. So I asked who they were, and I was texting my godson saying, you know, I'm sat next to this band that, you know, he heard of them, and he's just like, yeah, mate, they're really, you know, they're a big deal. They're really famous. I've seen them a couple of times. And then, so good so far, you know, I've kind of kept it together.
Keeping it cool, yeah, Pete. I can hear that, yeah.
But then not only the nan move, but also the cool badge just go out the window. Oh, nice. Two for the price of one.
Thanks, Pete.
And I then pull up my godson's feed, and then I've got these guys to huddle around, and I'm showing them pictures of him with other metal bands. Like, and here he is with Five Finger Death Punch. Oh. And here he is with Gorgoroth.
Oh, here he is with Gorgoroth. Like a proud nan.
Yes, I know. Isn't he a lovely boy?
Love it.
If you've never seen a full-grown metal band looking politely bored...
so they're trying to be nice to you pulling the nan move, but, you know, they're okay, metal band.
That's
very nice, sweetie. Pete, thank you very much indeed for sharing your nan move on the breakfast show. Nice. We really appreciate it. That's the kind of thing that we're after. The number is 812-15. Come and join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hi, Dave and the team. Just last weekend, I took my four-year-old daughter to a birthday party. I noticed that she had some food on her face. I didn't have anything to clean her with, so I decided to pull a nan move, lick my thumb, and wipe her face. Thank you for being brave. When have you pulled a nan move? 8 to 12, 15. I made a noise when sitting down yesterday, and when my wife looked at me, I said, it's my old bones. I don't even know where that came from, Dave, says James. Sewing buttons back onto a coat brings me such joy, says Matty.
I hope he's got a thimble as well.
No, a collection of thimbles on a Welsh dresser, please. Yeah. Made a trifle. Loved it, says Vicky. You make a trifle, Emma Jones?
I love a trifle.
I'm 16 and my nicknames at school are Dad or Granddad because I like a nice cup of tea and a slice of cake. No, thank you, my teenage friends. I'll boil the kettle, says Saul. Lovely having you on board. Wearing sockets with my sandals, says Jay. Hashtag nan move. Dave, I'm 34 and I own a lint roller. Proper nan move. Keep them coming. The number is 812-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wicks.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Hurry, offers end today.
Be house proud with Wix.
8:35 on your Wednesday morning. Every single day this week on the show, we're giving you a chance to win 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro Final and £1,500 to spend at Euronix as we play the golden goal penalty shootout. Matt, how does it work?
Well, Dave, we are looking for 2 callers to come on air and take part in a sudden death audio penalty shootout with late 90s style Pro Evolution Soccer commentary. Take aim and have a shot, and if you miss, your opponent gets a go. If you score your penalty, you will be heading to the UEFA Women's Euro Final with £1,500 in your back burner to spend at Euronix.
OK, all you need to do is get out of the qualifying group, like England have done, well done, by answering this qualifying question. Which former England footballer came 5th in Strictly Come Dancing in 2019? Is it A, Alex Scott, or B, Barry Scott? Is it A, Alex Scott, or B, Barry Scott? If you think you know the answer and you would like to play, then call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Lines close at when, Hypebeast Wumble?
They think the lines are closed. They are at 8:41.
Oh, teaser Caesar online, absoluteradio.co.uk. Honestly, we don't talk these through.
I think that's great.
Do you? Do you really? Anyway, that's when lines close. As I say, teaser Caesar online. We're playing next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Hurry, offers end today.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and the time has come once again to give somebody the chance to win 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro Final and £1,500 to spend at Euronix, the home of electronics. We've got 2 callers lined up, going head-to-head in a sudden-death golden goal penalty shootout. And joining us on line one is Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
Morning. Hey, Louise. Welcome to the show. So, you're in Euronix. You've got £1,500 to spend. What are you buying?
Fridge freezer. Anything else.
You're just going to grab it. Okay, a trolley dash. Yeah. Okay, yeah, lovely stuff. Dash, yeah. Okay, on line two, we've got Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Teresa. Same question to you. You're in Euronix, which, as we all know, is the home of electronics. You've got £1,500. What are you going to buy? What's first on the list?
I'd like a dishwasher.
You'd like a dishwasher? Yeah, okay. So it's the fridge freezer versus dishwasher. A tale and battle as old as time. Louisa, this is Teresa. Teresa, this is Louise.
Good morning.
Okay, guys, so basically in front of us we have the goal. We have top left, top middle, top right. We have bottom left, bottom middle and bottom right. Where are you going to shoot? Louise, we're going to start with you. What's it to be?
Bottom left.
Bottom left. Here we go. Oh, denied by the keeper. OK, Teresa, it's your turn now. Where are you going?
Top right.
Oh, you changed your mind at the last minute. Yeah. Oh. Here we go. Oh, it was saved. Unlucky, Teresa. OK. Back to you, Louise. Where are we going?
Bottom right.
Bottom right, and she's taking the run up. Here we go. Is it done?
Yeah!
Well done, Louise. Congratulations. You have scored in the sudden death golden goal penalty shootout. Teresa, lovely having you on the show. We'll speak to you real soon. But Louise, bravo. Excellent work.
Thank you.
You have won 4 tickets to the UEFA Women's Euro Final, £1,500 to spend at Euronix, and that was all thanks to Euronix, a proud sponsor of UEFA Women's Euro England 2022. Enjoy the game, enjoy the spending, Louise.
Thank Thank you so much. You've made my day. Thank you.
Take care now. Thank you for tuning into the show, and there'll be a chance for you to win tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we carved out some of the broadcast this morning to ask, when have you pulled what can only be described as a proper nan move? So many of you got in touch at 8, 12, 15, including Jasmine in Crawley, who says, Dave, producer Scarlett wearing a duffel coat for the show yesterday, as you pointed out, is not a hashtag nan move. Ooh. Really, it's the opposite. As a real nan would tell her to take it off inside or she wouldn't feel the benefit when she got out.
She won't feel the benefit. Classic.
Good point, Jasmine. A classic nan move. Dave, I asked my husband for a pull-along shopping trolley that collapses down for my birthday so that I could pop to the shop that's a short walk away from our house.
Nice.
We are both 28 years old.
Wow. Amazing. I think Richie Firth had one of those nan
cars. Of course he did. He's taking it to France with him tomorrow. Frankie from Rugby, thank you very much for getting in touch. I poured myself an apple juice, but didn't finish it, Dave. So rather than waste it by pouring it down the sink, I put a piece of paper over the top of the glass to stop flies getting at it, and I finished it the next day. This is a full-blown nan move. Hey, Dave, I have Country File on Series Link, and I love Alan Titchmarsh. I'm 27. Hashtag nan move. Dave and the team, my friends call me Snoozy Susie, as I have a nana nap every day. I'm just resting my eyes and getting my 40 winks, I swear. That's from Suzanne. Thank you guys for getting in touch with your hashtag nan moves. And of course, here on The Breakfast Show, we love the nans, we love the older people. During this hot weather, it's very important just to go and check they're okay. Got a nice cool drink, they've got the windows open, everything's okay for them. But thank you for showing your nan moves. And I'm going to say, I love this so much, I want to do it again next week.
Yes, do it.
So if this is the first time you're hearing about pulling a nan move and you've not got in touch yet, Dave at absoluteradio.co.uk. Thanking you, Nana, in advance.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there you go. We are finished for your Wednesday morning here on The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. A little reminder that we leave you with a brand new edition of The Daily Podcast. But what should it be named? Matthew, once again, the responsibility weighs heavy on your shoulders.
What do we have?
We have, I don't think he's got the same keyboard as me.
Glenn on Alan Sugar, yeah.
Hashtag hugs for Shugs.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Great having Ian Wright on the show this morning. A melty, sloppy old thing is one of your options. Or finally, here he is with Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yes, it has to be that amazing nan move story, doesn't it? Here he is with Five Finger Death Punch.
To hear the story in full, well, I suggest you go and grab the Daily Podcast from wherever you get your pods from. Up next, news, as always, on how we can make you a winner. If you haven't heard, today's prize fund is £110,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.